This is Pastor Russ with your Daily Dose for January 17th. House of God. What an appropriate name for a place where Jacob had encountered the living God, surrounded by the angels in his house. Now, some 20-plus years later, Jacob returns to the area, and God commands him to go back to Bethel and build there an altar to the God who had appeared to him numerous times. It seems strange that God, the one who does not dwell in temples made by human hands, commands that an altar be built. Why do you suppose that is? The context is key. Jacob has finally returned to his native land, the Promised Land. He has experienced a revival of soul. See yesterday's readings on Jacob's name change to Israel and reconciliation with his brother Esau. At this moment, God wanted Jacob/Israel to instill in his family, among his wives, his children, and their servants, that their dwelling places were God's and his alone. God wanted to ensure that Jacob, whom he loved, and Esau, whom he hated, were completely distinct as peoples. Israel was the heir of God's great promises. Esau was not. Though the Israelites and Edomites lived in the same geographical region, God did not want them mingling. His blessing was for Israel alone. God would never show great favor to a man and his descendants that had treated his promises with such contempt. But Jacob and his wives and sons were to be dedicated to the service of the one true God. Even the ground on which they walked was holy to the Lord. If you read through the genealogies of Esau's descendants, you may have noticed a particular name, Amalek, Esau's grandson through one of his Canaanite wives. You know, one of the wives that made Rebekah and Isaac's lives so miserable? If you scroll down through Bible history, you'll discover that the spread of the Amalekites in the Promised Land while the Israelites were in Egypt had defiled the land. They were so bad, so evil, so violent, so sexually debased that they became one of the peoples that God commanded the Israelites to wipe out totally. So don't mess around making alliances, making friendships with the wrong people. Keep reading. We'll see you tomorrow.